Before we start this week's episode, we'd like to introduce you to our newest sponsor, electricity.
Yep, we didn't have it before, but now we do.
As a sponsor.
As a sponsor, yes.
Yeah. Official sponsor. Well, they've been the official sponsor the whole time. That
Oh,
and
really?
Cold Hard Cash. Remember we had...
Well, we couldn't say it before because of the NDA.
Yeah.
But now we're allowed to announce it to the world.
Whenever I hear NDA, I always think something about attitude.
Oh, really?
NWA? No?
Like not... no women allowed. What?
Do you know what NWA is?
No.
Well, I'm not allowed to say the first word with attitude.
Oh, like a ninja?
Yeah.
Might have an attitude.
So NWA is a rap group from like the 80s or 90s, NWA?
Okay.
I cannot believe. Okay. I believe it. Actually, I'm starting to believe.
I'm like on the edge of my seat until we announce the name. What show is this?
What? Welcome to All of This is Temporary. I didn't think it's so widely known at this point that I can't believe we even have to announce it. I think most people don't even say, they don't even do like an intro anymore.
And we are our hosts, Ray Stone and Melody Gates.
And when you're as big as us, you need no introduction. Introductions are not necessary. And I'll prove it to you.
They're so necessary. Like my brain does not click that the show has started until we announce the show.
Well, this is the first I'm hearing of that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That it doesn't click.
No. I mean, there's a thing that happens. You know, first we say hi, and then we announce the show, and then we give our sponsors. If the order messes up,
you know what? That's convenient. It's not recording, so hold on.
Shut up.
Welcome to All of This
you
is Temporary.
You are tired.
We're your hosts, Gay and... What is your name? I'm Gay Stain, and this is...
Gay Stain.
Moldy...
Moldy glue?
Moldy taint.
My name is Melody Gates. And so happy to be here.
By the way, that it's been recording the whole time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had wondered.
I made sure.
I'm like, there's no way you can make the same mistake 5 times.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's what they call a prank. Gotcha. Really gotcha there.
You did.
The energy is high in the room today. This week's episode is also brought to you by Sloth Life.
Yep. As per your t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Sloth yoga.
It's been a sloth weekend. Slothy. Slothing around.
If you guys haven't tried sloth yoga, you really owe it to yourselves to do it. Here's how it works. What you do is you wake up and you get coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And then and it only works on a Saturday.
Yeah.
It doesn't work on Sunday. And then you go home.
No. Then you go get a big breakfast.
Load up on carbs and then
carb load.
And then you carb load. This is an intensive day. I mean, a lot of yoga. And then you lay in different positions on the couch, draped over it, bend your back sideways. You can just sleep for most of the day if you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then after all that yoga, then you go to sleep at night. And it's just a whole day.
Well, then you go eat food again.
Of sloth
and then
yoga.
You sleep more.
Yes. You do have to get out twice for food. Once for coffee and then food. And then Thai food is the best yoga carbs at the end of the day because you get good clean rice and rice noodles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to have another sloth day. Whew. That was so nice.
It was nice.
We don't do that very often.
Well, we were talking about this. I think there really is something too when you like push yourself into the stress zone for a long period of time. It mm-hmm. takes a little while for the cortisol to let go or whatever, you know, adrenaline mm-hmm. and cortisol consumption, like your body has become accustomed to generating for itself and consuming. And I think it like it takes a couple weeks and then
like
it like lets go.
Deep sigh.
And when it does, you're like, oh, whole day. Turns out
I need more of those.
And here's how you can argue for it. Cat sleeps all day. Mm-hmm. World doesn't care.
Every day. Cat also, you know, doesn't have a job or bills.
And
it all works out for her.
World doesn't care.
Yep.
So if you've got enough and you can sleep for one day, you go ahead and you just so do good. It. You get it, girl.
You know what? After I go to Richie's after this, I'm coming back home, going back to the couch.
Right back
it's
to the couch.
It's a couchy weekend. That's where I would go if I didn't have anywhere to go.
Well, I think before we go too far, we do need to celebrate because this is big, big news. One of our podcasts got 100 views, guys.
100.
100.
Yep. Nobody else better look at it because we like that nice even number, but it's a good one.
I froze it at 100. You can't even click it and open it if you try. So whatever you do, don't look for the one that has 100 views and click it.
Yeah, don't do that. Go to a different video. Let's see if we can get a different video up to 100.
Oh, but also, as always, make sure you rate, review, and supply.
What?
Huh?
No. It's so funny that you said that because we never say that on the podcast, but I have it on my list today to leave a comment.
It's in the zeitgeist.
That's so funny.
It's in our little private zeitgeist, baby.
Yeah.
Rate.
We want to hear from our fans. Brendan.
Shout out to Brendan.
Shout out to Brendan.
Our funniest listener. Actually, viewer. He said he feels like this is his own personal private podcast. And then somebody else trolled us and said, got to hand it to you for your tenacity.
No, it's the same guy.
No, that was a...
It's the same Brendan.
Oh, I thought I said Brenda.
No, well, because Brenda is the beginning of Brendan.
Yes, I got it. That's so funny. I just look at the first part and I assume I know the rest.
So you came to me one day and you're like, do you know a Brenda? And I'm like, well, I've got a couple of aunts named Brenda. Why? And then he shows me the comment and it's Brendan. Brendan, we appreciate your viewership.
Yeah, if you like it, cool. If you don't, cool.
That's also cool.
Wherever you
are.
We're
not here for you.
Tell
we're
a friend.
I don't know why we're here.
We got a people. We got a people in Colorado. We got a people in Arizona. We got a people in Taiwan.
Got a people all over.
Saigon.
Who's in Colorado? Or you said California?
Colorado. Just a couple regular listeners.
There are. Oh, our listeners. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Every once in a while, I look at the analytics. Which is ridiculous, but
he
what's
likes
fun?
Analytics. Mm-hmm. What?
Oh yeah, analytics. Boy, you really put the anal in that. It's fun to look at the analytics when there's only
put the
eight.
Ick in that.
There's only eight people.
Oh yeah, yeah. Then you can.
You actually really get to know them.
You really do a deep dive into all eight.
We got six here. And two there, one in another place. So that's seven, not even eight.
And that was just one video, right? Or is that just, are you talking about our subscribers? Are you talking about, we have subscribers?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we do.
Us?
14 we have.
We have 14 subscribers?
Yeah.
Probably that's everybody we know. I think we know 14 people.
14 people that have bothered to go to the to watch this.
I wonder if Brendan has subscribed.
I don't know. I don't know how to look for that stuff. It's so silly.
But Brendan, if you're listening, I genuinely laughed at your comment. Even days later, I was driving down the road and I remembered, I feel like this is my own personal podcast. It gave me a little chuckle. Yes.
And if you're still listening, we don't know why. But we do love comments still.
Yeah,
we're gonna
love... leave a comment.
Yeah.
Or two.
Play with it.
Speak for yourself, baby.
Play with it a little. Why don't you? Well, that's just silly. We do have a special episode. This is a Bomb With Me episode. We have a leftover bit of bad comedy. This is a proper bomb. But what's funny is watching it, like, I still like the jokes and I hate the crowd. So this is a part of comedy that exists in comedy.
Mm-hmm.
You do poorly and then you use almost the same material, well, similar material the next night. Oh, by the way, the intro where he introduces me on this one, he trails off so hard.
Really?
Yes.
Very stoned.
Yep. Like wait that? Till you hear it. Yeah. He usually is good about Raymond. I'm gonna start putting my name down as Ray. And let's see if he even notices. Oh, that'll be a good test.
Yeah.
I'll change my name to Ray on the sign up because now there's plenty of time to put, you don't have to do auto fill. And then when we go down there, see if he goes, what? Are you Raymond or Ray? And then I'll be like, well, we've only met each other for the last 3 years. Thanks for asking.
It's actually Ray.
Yeah. Not that it matters.
He'll be confused. He'll be like, but you put down Raymond every time.
Well, I changed it.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I'm not a 70-year-old black man working as a... I feel like Raymond is a black man who works at an old-timey gas station, fill her up, and then like checks the oil, even though you don't need to check oil anymore.
That's so funny. That's your picture of Raymond in your head?
Yeah, to me, Raymond is...
That's so weird. That's funny. Yeah, that's not how I picture it.
Well, I think Raymond is... Oh, is Raymond more often a black guy's name? I think it is.
I don't know. I feel like you have...
Do you know any Raymonds?
I think of you with a mustache when I hear Raymond.
Is there a Raymond D. Rockefeller out there? I don't think so.
No, the only Raymond I've ever heard of is the one that everybody loves.
Oh, right. So, okay, he's the other white one.
Yeah, very white.
Just the two of us. Raymond.
So, yes, we got a bomb with me for you guys today. What else do we got?
Mm-hmm. Special shout outs. One more. Mm-hmm. While we're up top on the episode, special shout out to Sal.
To Sal? Luciana, oh, yeah.
For stepping up and going and doing a competition mic in Salt Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Sal, you're listening. Great job.
I'm sure he did. What did you say? Did he place?
You know, I was a little drunk when we were texting, so I don't remember. I think he said he got through the first round and then got cut in the second round. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what he said.
Okay.
I think that's what he said. He got through round one.
It was Friday night when we were messaging him. Yeah, we were
Which
both
is
twisty.
Actually good because only four people made it to round two, I think.
How many people signed up?
I don't know how many are on it. I'm guessing it's 10.
Oh, okay.
10 people get to do 1 minute. That'll probably take 25 minutes to get through that round.
Mm-hmm.
Four people get to do 3 minutes. So that's 12 minutes plus a little in between. So another 15 minutes for that round. And then the head-to-heads, do they go up for 5 minutes? That's right. The last, maybe it's three. I don't know.
Okay.
But it's something like that. I know the number of minutes. One minute, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. And he made it through the one-minute round.
The one-minute one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, good for you, Sal.
Yeah. Great job, man. Mm-hmm. And to all those other kids that couldn't afford it and only talked him into it because they needed a fourth, good job to you, too.
Yeah. Everyone did good. All right. So we got that. I've got a little fun wordplay quiz.
Okay.
For us.
I'm ready.
You want to do it now?
I mean,
I was just giving a preview of telling the audience what they have to look forward to.
No, that's only for Bomb With Me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a special Bomb With Me episode. Soon, there will be another one wherein
yours truly tries to tell a joke.
On stage. And we'll see if you take a shit all over a stage or...
Find out I'm funny after all.
You never know.
Everyone's surprised.
You never know. Every once in a while, you could surprise yourself.
Maybe.
Well, we might as well just jam right on into some videos since we both are coming at this with 1,000 degrees.
I was going to tell you my wordplay.
All right. Okay. Then let's do it.
Well, it's more of like a pop quiz because you're so good with words.
Hot
you know?
Shot. Pop quiz. Hot shot.
All right. Do
me a favor.
Correct.
You got to hit me with a pop quiz. Hot shot.
Pop quiz hot shot.
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, which is correct? Is it deep seated or deep seated?
Seated.
You would think it would be.
Well, but I've always said deep seated. I've never thought of it before. I've only heard deep seated. Mm-hmm. But when you said it like that, I'm like, oh shit, I've been thinking it's wrong the whole time.
Yeah, because in my brain, yeah, same. Even so, I read this thing the other day. And it was like, is it this or this? And And I didn't read it in that detail. And then today when I'm getting ready for the pod, I was like, oh, yeah, I want to do pop quiz.
Actually,
it's definitely deep-seated. And so then I was like, I better look at it again.
So my answer would be twofold. If you're talking about gardening, then that's a term because some seeds need to be planted deeper.
No, we're talking about.
But if you're
about
talking about an issue,
yes, then it's a deep-seated issue.
I have always thought deep-seated, and I don't know why I said seated. I thought I was being tricked.
Yeah, yeah. When you think about it, it's like, ooh, you second guess. Well, it's deep-seated.
Right.
Deep-seated.
And did you bother following up with what it is referring to?
Like I started reading, but then I got bored, so then I didn't keep reading it.
Well, while you've got your phone up.
I have it ready to go over it.
Yeah, you have to say it because it's like, so flying by the seat of your pants means when you're in an airplane and your instruments go out, the seat of your pants will tell you if you're going up or down. So there's a deep seated, as in you're sitting in your position, you're crouched in position.
Deep seated comes from the verb to seat, with one definition meaning to install in a seat of dignity or office, and another being to put in a sitting position.
Well, there's another one. So when you put a seal on a bearing, you seat it. So that's seated.
Interesting. There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
It's okay.
Deep seated.
So that's the vocab.
Yeah, that's your pop quiz nice. Hot shot.
Well, you just reminded me of some vocab that I thought of the other day.
Ooh.
And it's the word skirt, which has three.
Oh, yeah, it was one of our, in a mini or something.
Oh, I put it on adjuster shorts.
No, it was
you listened.
No, anyways, go ahead.
Did I already tell you this? It's my new joke premise. Okay, you heard it then on the podcast. Skirted, skirt. It's either something that a nice young lady wears, or a foul old lady, or it can also be the sound that a race car makes, or it's what you are of a gangster. Don't be skirt.
Skirt, skirt.
Skirt.
Or it's a noise you make when you're
race car driver. Skirt.
Skirt, skirt.
Oh, or dancing.
Yeah, if you're on the floor. Skirt, skirt.
That's so funny. Have you seen the videos of like people dancing and the music is gone and it's just the sound of their sneakers on the floor?
No. Is it good?
It's pretty funny, yeah.
It's cute.
It's a pretty good. Okay, well, that's it. That's all I've got. So until next time. All right, let's just jump into some bomb with me. This is really bad. The silence in the room.
It's like not funny. It's so bad.
Amazing. I love it. Just love it, love it, love it.
And I love it, I love it, I love it.
I tell you what, it's, it's hard to watch. Let's see how long this takes. It always takes an extra minute, but now, look at that there. We have got it going on, baby.
It's working.
Look at that. Okay. Here we go. So this is last week's open mic at Stir Crazy, starting with the best intro I've ever received.
Let's keep going for Brandon Stone.
Stone, I'm falling asleep.
His weed just kicked in.
Can we do some politics? Can we talk about it?
Right up top, I think I need to... At this open mic, I think I need to just have a conversation with the crowd. That's when they're the most excited to be at this
show.
Yeah,
when you're like talking to them.
Yeah.
All
right.
Which one? Can we believe he's still talking about this? You know, like nobody's going to let it go, right? I can't believe he got on stage with those soccer players.
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
Listen, for the Epstein plan, we're not talking about it anymore, okay? It's not real. We don't smile, Darren. That's how they get you. You smile.
I love this joke.
I love it. I absolutely love it. My impersonation of Trump, or when he's asked about the files, he's just like, not credible. It's incredible. Not much of a guy in terms of life. Look, a plane. Oh, wait. Maybe a plane's not the right distraction here. Yeah. That makes me happy. I swear. You ever just see somebody with a big old limb? Just a massive limb. dick. Have you heard of Viagra?
Smattering of chuckle.
You think? A friend of mine told me she thinks she might be going through menopause. Like, megapause, maybe. It gets bad.
Oof.
Okay, I love how your joke falls, nobody laughs, and then you're like, it gets bad or something, and then it's like everyone's thinking like it doesn't get worse than this.
Yes.
And then you have that nervous laugh.
No, I just breathe in.
Between blowjobs and first impressions? I never paid a ladyboy $40 for a first impression.
See, yours
smattering.
Is way funnier.
Lots of chances at the blowjob. Mm-hmm. I was asked recently if I ever masturbated on the clock. Who has a clock? I mean, I hit the phone screen once or twice, if that's what you mean, but I don't get down with time like that.
I can't believe it.
It's how you told it, babe.
I'm a communicator in my relationship. My girlfriend says I don't ask enough questions. So I'm starting with some basics. Like, what the fuck did you just say?
Nothing.
How many times do I have to tell you? I'm working on it. I'm growing as an individual. It's good for me. Nah, I tell you what. You know, God. I had to delete TikTok the other day. I had to give it up. The screen time is just getting insane. You ever look at your phone and then wake up a year later like, shit, was I supposed to do something today?
Nothing.
So I deleted TikTok. And then
nothing.
I made a little note for myself. Because I had to, like, remind myself.
It's how you told it, babe. It's not. Okay?
So I put on this note. Random liar. Distorted sense of reality. Time wasting.
That's my laugh in the back.
I've been spending time and I left that at my computer desk. For my girlfriend to find. She comes to me and she confronted me and she says, who's this mind-numbing waste of time you've been spending too much time with? And I said, oh, babe, that's clearly about TikTok and not you. See, it doesn't say anywhere on it costs money. All right, that's done.
Chuckle. That's holy shit. Holy shit. This is what...
Okay. The jokes you got just a couple of chuckles on... And actually, all of them, you didn't tell them as well as you normally do. It wasn't just the crowd.
Yeah. Well, that was
part of how you told the jokes. The blowjobs and first impressions, you told it way different.
I tried a different
way.
You
get lots of chances at blowjobs. It's not as funny
as...
Tag.
Yeah.
It's not as funny as you only get one chance.
Well, that was the tag. The joke that I told was, I tried Phil's way. I never paid
$40. It's not as funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not as funny.
And that's where I realized, oh, it's funnier as that's the tag. Yeah. But the joke that I thought up is the clever one.
That's the fun, yeah.
But also, when you're up there and it's that quiet. I mean, and also the intro. This is the one that I was mad because a gay guy just went up and was like, guys, yeah. I'm so crazy gay faggot. And then everybody was like, this is the funniest guy you ever. And in my head, I'm just like, these idiots are idiots.
Yeah, you can't think that about the crowd before you go up.
If I do, so the very beginning when I went up and said, let's talk politics, the only way to follow, I think the only way to follow a guy like that, that should tell me that the crowd isn't going to do intellectual stuff. So what I needed to do was just do crowd work then. When I have an intellectual crowd, then I can tell good jokes. Mm-hmm. With that crowd, I needed a that's what she said. That's what they were laughing at. Construction humor. Mm-hmm. Man. Okay. So don't hate the dumb crowd. Dumb the jokes
down.
Yeah,
I mean, that's part of it. Yes, it was a dumb crowd. And the other part of it was also, you know, maybe you didn't tell your jokes in your normal way. You were trying them differently. If you told your joke, what's the difference between blowjobs and a first impression, you only get one chance at doing a good first impression, they would have laughed at it that way.
I don't think so.
Yes, they would have, because everybody knows the saying, you only get one good first impression.
Okay. All right.
That's the none of these guys have ever paid for a ladyboy.
Yeah, I was dancing around the actual punchlines of the jokes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is one of your best jokes, and you didn't tell it in your way, so
yeah,
you didn't laugh at it.
Well, I thought for a second maybe somebody was better. I thought that for us. Thanks a lot, Phil.
No, nobody's better than you.
Yeah, that's going to hurt later.
You know I'm kidding. I tell you what I really think behind closed doors.
Nothing hits quite as hard as a backhand when you don't expect it, huh?
It's all in good fun. We're having a good time.
We're steal somebody else's fucking dusty sleigh. We're having a good time here. Well, it's still one of the good things, though, because I bombed so hard, I was really happy that the next night I could go up again, change it up a little bit, kind of get back to the way that I think of things, mm-hmm. and then followed another killer. So what is kind of crazy is that both nights I followed somebody who somehow was just fucking killing. This one was bad. And the next time I go up in that room, the whole thing is a big equation. It's a big game of how to do it. I listen to guys like Mark Normand, Joe List. Well, Normand is the one that's more honest about it than other people, where he's just like, I went up and I absolutely bombed on stage. Go up across the street and I'm doing great. Same jokes. But it's like the energy is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's something to going up with a little damage because you go up like got to prove something
mm-hmm.
from the bomb, the previous bomb, whatever. But I really do... I think that you have to judge the crowd and figure out what they think is funny that night. That's the real comedian's job until you get people who are all, you know, mm-hmm. cued into what kind of humor you do.
Yeah, but and being comfortable to, you know, change your set a little bit away from what you
how about completely
planned on doing.
How about just abandon
it? You
know
it's not going to work.
Just abandon mm-hmm. it and do crowd work.
Mm-hmm.
If it, the moment... I got a no laugh because I got chuckles when I first went up about the Trump stuff. What I should have done is, you know, start engaging the audience
mm-hmm.
because that's yeah. the only yeah. thing that's going to work.
But also, nobody knew that thing you were talking about with him on stage. Even when you told me, I was like, what are you talking about? Nobody...
He stole a gold medal from the champion soccer players.
Yeah, but nobody's really talking about that. That's my point.
I know, that was
like,
my point,
nobody knew
too.
What you were talking about.
I thought they would have at least known about it, though.
No.
Because the Trumpster is... I mean, he took a gold medal and pocketed it. So one of the players that was supposed to have it around his neck didn't have one for the celebration. Trump literally pickpocketed a gold medal.
It's
and
crazy.
Tried to swap out the big trophy, too. And they were like, what? No, we have tradition here, guy.
Yeah.
He's like, it would look really good in my office.
So maybe, like, when you told that joke and nobody laughed and you realized, fuck, they don't know what I'm talking about. Then maybe you kind of, like, tell it who the audience in a little bit. Because I hadn't,
yeah.
even then,
yes.
I didn't even know about
yeah, yeah.
him stealing the medal. I just knew that he was on stage.
That was an opportunity to have a candid conversation. So if I had told that to anybody else... I would have gone on to say, do you guys know about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He fucking stole a thing. And like just make it into a little town hall meeting.
Yeah. Like I have the mic and you're going to listen. See, no, but then like they would yeah. have gotten it a little bit, you know?
Immediately I should shift gears and be like, all right, obviously you don't want to hear what I want to talk about. So what do you guys want to talk about?
Just make everybody uncomfortable.
And be like, shout something out. When in doubt, what I should do is recognize the bomb up top and then try something like bottom of the barrel. Shout something out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just like pick someone from the audience and tell them to say a word
mm-hmm.
until I get something that I think is funny. And that's a fun mm-hmm. game.
Mm-hmm.
I got to just figure out some way to do crowd interaction because that's where I'm funny and that's not mm-hmm. something I do. So anyway,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
a real bomb, folks. So
that is a real one.
If you want to know what it's like,
it's not a fun one
on the inside of your soul. When you bomb like that, well, you have to follow it with a killing or you have to murder someone or you have to go. I don't know what you do. You do drugs. You have sex. You do drugs and sex.
What did we do after that? You had a good set after that.
Have a good set after that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Couple of beers. That'll get you to sleep that night. Mm-hmm. And then, but I definitely went to bed late.
Yeah, you went to bed late every night.
I did, yeah. Because of comedy.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for comedy. It'll keep you young and sad.
Well, I learned so much yesterday while we were slothing around. We binge watched Y-Files. And if you guys haven't seen it, it's definitely worth a watch. It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
And it's this man who goes deep into quote unquote conspiracy theories and sometimes debunks them if he can. But we went deep in ancient civilizations, hidden underground cities.
Well, most of these aren't even conspiracy theories. He does obviously go into like the Anunnaki and aliens and things you're supposed to stay away from. But they're always rooted in like locations where mysterious activities take place. And then there are stories where like, you know, there are places I didn't know until the Rogan podcast, because he had him on, where they're talking about the places in the Grand Canyon where you're not allowed to go.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? Why? Well, oh, because there's stuff there that you're not allowed to see. I was like, what stuff? And they're like, old stuff. We didn't make it, but you can't see it.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
But you can see it?
Forget you ever heard about it.
Yeah, we can see it, but you can't see it. That's what I'm saying to you. And you're like, well, but I want to go see it. And they're like, no, you can't.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know that there were theories that aliens actually live in the Earth.
The hollow Earth theory, yeah.
Not, you know, in outer space.
I've heard that one. I didn't know it was old. I didn't know it was like one of like from the 1600s. This was a theory that Earth was round but hollow. But you know, I mean, and there are stories of the dude that flew in Antarctica, and all of a sudden he sees Greenland, and then a woolly mammoth, and then he's guided down by two alien craft, and then he's escorted by Nazis, tall blonde men.
Turns out the prostitute he had the night before just slipped him some LSD and he was chirping and didn't know it.
So then you've got the MK Ultra, because that was another thing, is they slip LSD. But these are real. This is not conspiracy theory stuff. No. This is declassified information.
Yeah.
And you go, well, that's not a conspiracy theory anymore. It was a conspiracy. It was people conspiring to do a thing. Anytime you do a test on human population, that is people conspiring to do a thing. You are so sleepy right now.
No, I'm not.
You're holding back a yawn. Like, all right. Let's look at, we got some more stuff. Oh no, what happened to all the other stuff that I had open?
Oh no.
Damn it.
Window.
They make it so difficult. So now all that stuff that I had open is no longer open in that window. What on earth, baby?
I don't know. What'd you do to it?
We had videos to watch. You know, we're going to command W that, and it didn't work. There we go. Okay. So this one is what you sent me.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen this?
When I watched it, I have seen similar things, but not this one.
I'll turn it down.
Yeah, thanks, genius. Which is this one. The crazy thing is in this,
it's not going the right direction, right? But like when you're in a dead sleep and you wake up to screaming and that's the first thing you see.
Yeah, but what, how is this working? Oh, it's being towed. I see. Towed, yeah. That truck is being towed. I saw there's one that that I've been seeing recently, and that's where they tape a truck to the windshield. They tape a picture of a truck so that when the passenger wakes up, they see a picture of a truck right there.
Oh, got it.
And I'm like, okay, that's something. That's it. That's really something.
That's why when we couldn't get it up, I was like, it's fine. It's really okay. Oh, this one again?
What do you mean when we couldn't get it up? This is one of my favorite things I've seen. So this is how she can afford this house.
Oh
And she's just like, yeah, that's the one. When she looks at the camera, kind of puts her hands behind her back. If you're just listening, this is a woman with cowboy boots by a poolside, and she's wearing tight yoga clothes and a cowboy hat. And then she acts like she's riding a horse while hopping forward, and that clopping you hear is her boots. That's my favorite part of the whole video, is the clopping of her heels. And she just jumps as she hops along, swinging her ass to make enough money. The next one I saw was her in front of a Lamborghini, and they're like, so this is how she can afford that Lambo? Now, this you have not seen. But I have. Have your feast your eyes on this.
No, she didn't. Oh, that poor girl. Oh, no.
Look at her. Look at her. If you're just listening, this is a girl who's about to do a floor routine, probably a series of back handsprings on the sideline at a football game or a track meet. Not sure which one this is. Looks like practice for track. And she goes running, goes to plant and flip. She's on grass and her foot slips out and she does a backward forward taco scorpion, double scorpion,
back bend,
chalupa, extra hot, spicy. I don't know what this sandwich is
her
called.
Her foot is at her head right now. And the other foot is in the other direction.
Let's just do it one more time.
Oh no, it looks
is
so painful.
So funny. Running and
oh,
terrible.
No. I knew it the way she hopped up like that about somehow about the way she jerked her body. I knew it wasn't going to be good.
That's all. That's all the vids for today. That is just fun. That's just some good old fun.
My oh my.
Holy cat.
Me, oh my.
Holy cat. I've got here. So. Before we started podcasting today, I was trying to think back because a ton has happened this week. The South Park episode is just wild. Mm-hmm. You've got that on your list. You just televised that. You wrote that down?
Nope.
Write that down.
Write that down. No, I didn't. That's one thing. No, I also was trying to like think of all the stuff that happened.
And when I was thinking, I was like, you can't even keep up with how much
it's true
craziness this guy is doing. Like, it's well documented. I flip-flop hard on this guy. I have now fully flip-flopped two full rotations. Very beginning, I was for it. Very quickly, I was against it. This is back in 2016. I'm like, oh no, bad business history. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, this is horrible the whole time. Mm-hmm. Then he wouldn't let it go when he lost the election. Mm-hmm. Whatever you believe, he wouldn't let it go. Most people go, okay,
well,
fine.
Well, his election was rigged,
every
actually.
Single, every
so,
one of them is. Probably, yeah. All of them are.
Yeah.
Crooked Hillary. Crooked Hillary.
He wants to be the one to rig them.
So then this round, I was back on for Trump because of what I was seeing with Biden. I couldn't believe they kept riding him. Like, they ran him as a horse, and then they rode him after he was dead.
Yeah, and now they're like, no, he was on Ambien. That's the other thing that came out this week.
His son, that's what Hunter said.
He wasn't actually, getting old and having Alzheimer's. He was just on Ambien all the time.
And stage 4 cancer. Stage 3 or 4. Which one does he have? He has colon cancer also.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
That's the one that we should have known about because those are the drugs that fuck with your brain. Mm-hmm. Not Ambien. I mean, yeah, Ambien does too. So if he was combining cancer drugs with Ambien, I mean, the dude was dead. So he shouldn't have been in there. So I'm like, okay, at least there was a little bit of a wiggling in the back of my mind about the fact that Trump is also 78. It's like, dude, let's get rid of these 80-year-old fucking guys from running the country. They're fucking everything up.
Well, you heard, I mean, the other thing that happened this week is that
and that shout out Everybody's to all 80-year-olds, don't run for shit. Fuck off. Let some other people do it. Fuck off.
So the other thing that happened this week is everybody, I guess, was asking about Trump and he was like swollen or something.
Yeah.
His limbs were swollen. And so there was a big press release by Caroline Leavitt saying how his everything came back normal.
Yeah. So there were two things that came out. So I saw they were commenting about his smell. You're just holding back this yawn. It is trying to.
I'm still on this sleepy mode. Okay. It's not like, I mean, I'm enjoying myself, but I really wanted to get out of bed this morning.
So, okay. I'll stay on task rabbit here. Mm-hmm. So they started talking about his smell. Did you see any things about that? It was on the talk. It was.
I think I did on South Park.
Okay, so somewhere. Also all over TikTok, okay. There was stuff about how he smells. Mm-hmm. How like, oof, like world leaders are like, oh, you see them like go to cover their nose and stuff when they are near him, and they're like, oh, get away.
Really?
Yeah. And then there are photos where it shows like incontinence, where like it looks like he wet himself, like piss in the front or shit in the back. Then there was a thing about how he has a catheter. The reason that he smells is he has a catheter because he no longer has control over his urine or something. And the catheter is down his leg. And then that's why they were saying that he has swollen looking legs. And then it said he's got venous insufficiency, which is what I have, which causes varicose veins. So then they said that's why he has swollen legs. Venous insufficiency isn't a life-threatening disease.
Is that why you're so swole, baby?
Yeah. Venous insufficiency isn't a life-threatening disease, but it can cause clotting, which can give you a stroke. And so that's why I'm guessing Carolyn Leavitt came out and said everything's normal. And that was the series of events. And this is what I wrote down, is it's so crazy. You can't even keep up with whatever the fuck they're saying about him. He's visiting Scotland. Everybody's making fun of him. He lies. The craziest thing, that thing that I showed you earlier, I should have uploaded that, which was July 18th. He said, we have a strong dollar. It's the strongest dollar. You've never seen such a strong dollar. I'm the king of the strong dollar. Anybody who wants a weak dollar is a stupid president. The previous president wanted a weak dollar, and that's a stupid thing to have. You want a strong dollar, not a weak dollar. You're stupid if you did it what the last guy did. And then 7 days later, July 25th, same fucking week, literally 1 week later, he's interviewed and he says, no, you want your dollar to slide a little bit. You know, I like a strong dollar, but you actually can afford more stuff if you have a weak dollar. That's better for the economy to have a weaker dollar.
Yeah, you could. That's how you make money, is if it's a weak dollar. You can make a hell of a lot more money when you sell something if it's a weak dollar.
So this drives me crazy. He just says anything and everything. I really think that his whole game is always say something. It doesn't matter if it's informed or not. Sound like you know what you're talking about. I bet you that's in The Art of the Deal. What chapter is that? Which chapter 11 is that in The Art of the Deal? That was the other funniest things I saw. Yeah. I think it was a Colbert or something. He only has read his book. There's a famous interview.
The other thing that happened this week, Colbert got canceled. Golly. That was this week, right?
That was this past week.
Holy shit.
Colbert got canceled because he talked shit probably about Trump. And the settlement deal that Paramount paid $200 million to him for defamation. Well, not even for defamation.
Colbert was saying that this whatever deal that was made right before was some kind of bribe, and said some kind of profanity, and they had to bleep it out. Bleep the president is basically what he said. And then it was the next day that Colbert got canceled, is after he said that. That's what that article that I was reading this morning said.
It was for a bleep? Are they indicating that it was because he bleeped him? Bleeped him?
Well, I think he literally said, this is what it sounds like. He literally said, bleep the president. But also, he in that same bit, was saying that.
He said,
that,
fuck the president.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
But he didn't. He said bleep.
Gotcha.
But in that same bit, he was saying that this deal with Paramount and this other company was some kind of bribery.
Okay.
From the president.
Well, it was black.
Maybe it was like the settlement of the lawsuit, perhaps.
So the president was suing over their parent company. If this is the same lawsuit, he's got so many lawsuits out, but he just settled one. And I thought this one was, this is the one that is for when they came out and said that this is about the Russia money. This is from before. This is an old lawsuit that they just settled for.
Okay.
It was because they were claiming that the Russians were, oh, no. This is for the polling. I don't know which one this is. He's suing so many people and winning them because they did. I mean, they definitely played dirty pool, but they're always playing dirty pool. And he just is suing them all for it and winning some of the cases. Yeah. I mean, he's winning a lot of money on this shit. It's crazy. It is crazy to think just of playing in these dirty circles. It's so gross. This is the thing about him. People who want that kind of power are usually gross people. Mm. He's been playing in the public eye for so long, and I've seen so many interviews with him. And I love how many of the old things are resurfacing, like where I just saw one today where he was interviewed by his with his first wife, Maria, I think was her name, Mary something, about their first child. And they said, oh, which parts are yours and which parts are hers to him? And he's like, they're sitting there together and he's like, well, it's hard to say. She's only, brand new, but she's definitely got her legs and we'll see if she gets her this as well, but it's too early to tell. And like, he's literally talking about his brand new baby.
Why would you say that?
Because he is thinks about. I also saw one, this is an old interview with some, these were talking heads of the day. I recognized the name. I can't remember the name of it now, but asked him what he was reading. They go, what are you reading right now? Because this was back when books were popular.
Oh, he's like the dictionary.
And he goes, I'm reading The Art of the Deal. It's the only book. It's his book. And then they go, what do you think of this author who had some current bestseller, political book or something? And he's like, oh, I think he's a great, his latest book is the one I like the most. And they're like, oh. So they said, are you reading this book? And he goes, no, I'm only reading The Art of the Deal. And they're like, well, what about this author? He's like, he's a great author. He probably wrote some of the greatest books. And he's like, well, what about this? He goes, well, which book in particular? And he's like, the latest one, the newest one, his newest one is really good. And they go, yeah, the one we just mentioned, basically. They didn't say that, but they renamed the same book that they had just asked about. He goes, yes, yeah, that
we
one.
We just talked about
that's
that.
That's the one I'm reading now. And they're like, what's your favorite part of the book? And he's like, I think it's all really good. It's a really good book all the way.
Can't choose a favorite. They're all very, very smart.
He was lying about the fact that he said he read a book that he hasn't read.
He's a bullshitter.
Exactly.
He's a bullshitter.
All the time. If your bullshit meter, you know what? We should, let's put this out. Beep, 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 beep. This is a PSA. Beep, 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 beep. If you're talking to someone and in your head, your bullshit meter is pinging in orange and red, it's not wrong. It's right. That's built in. Mm-hmm. For a reason.
Yeah.
It's to help you survive.
You mean that thing that makes your face go like this?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah. If somebody's saying something to you and you go, and you're like caught in a loop of head shakes and confusion.
Yeah. Then that's how you know.
It's at least listen to it,
probably bullshit.
Might be a bullshit.
Here's a question. What are we going to do about these golf balls that keep appearing everywhere?
I don't know.
What do you do? I want to hear from the audience. What do you do when you live next to a golf course and everything's fine for years and then all of a sudden they start appearing everywhere, even on your broken windshield, on your Tesla?
And sell your house isn't an option because I'm locked in at 2.65, so go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, we're not selling. We're staying. And we don't want to put up a net.
So aside from
that, we really just want it to go away.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. The net. I mean, what I could do is, I can complain probably to the town. I'd have to show that these golf balls are showing up, and I could probably force them to put up nets because the house was here before the golf course was here. So it's not like the golf course was here.
It's just a legit safety concern. It's one thing that like if it hits a house or a car, like you can fix that. They can pay for it. Who cares?
Yeah.
Whatever. But what if you're out there working, you have your headphones on, and all of a sudden you get bopped in the head?
Yeah.
Or I'm out there sunbathing and all of a sudden I get bopped in that. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
You know? There's only one ball that belongs down there. Or two.
Two? You just made it sound like I only have one ball.
I know. I didn't mean
to. Fuck.
He has two. Don't worry, guys.
I have three. I have a bald spot on the back of my head, too.
That's true.
Hey-o.
You got, yeah, you come in threes.
That was fun.
Yeah. Anyways, well, yeah, so there are lots of golf balls. So if
here's what they're going to say. They're going to say,
we mysteriously disappear. That's what happens.
You're the ones that bought a house on a golf course.
And then we're going to say, I'm going to say, well, I didn't buy this house.
That's right.
And then you're going to say, go fuck yourself.
Don't tell me what to do. Well, I didn't ask. I don't want to know. I actually don't want your opinions on this one, but she does. So feel free to.
I'm trying to encourage audience participation.
Go to melodygates.com and you can put all of your inquiries there.
Don't put anything in my com.
Melodygates at.
I do want to do a quick shout out
just
to
for feet.
Summer Hours. You know, oh, yeah. I work hard. I am not a stranger to putting in, you know, overtime, working longer hours when I need to.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? When you got a boat and we got to see if it's working and you get your last meeting at 3 and you're all caught up on work. I mean, what's the problem of logging off a little bit early and going on the lake and zipping around with some rosé?
What is the problem exactly?
There's no problem.
Oh, there was too.
Was there a problem?
We are 2 for 2 failures at lake launch.
We didn't have a problem the second time.
Oh, we didn't?
What, did I do something wrong?
No. How did we get back? Without a boat is how we got back.
Oh, that's right.
Two excursions in a row. I finally figured out what it is, though. So when you have a tandem axle trailer, the way that I park it, I have to park it so tight in a circle. Mm-hmm. When you park a tandem axle, in order for it to turn, they don't like turn. So it like puts pressure on because they're like not lined up if you crank it in without like lifting it and setting it back down. So then the rubber is what takes up that stress. And in the heat of Arizona, the rubber like tries to pull apart. So I left it parked for like a full year.
Too long, yeah.
And so, yeah, I messed up those tires. That's why the tires on the other trailers are fine, because I don't have to back them up like that. So I think I figured out a fix for it.
So, but you have all new tires now.
No. Yeah, I have all new tires on it. And then the bearing went out. So now I've got a bearing coming.
Oh, shit.
Boat.
Boat adventures. But yeah, we live very, very close to a very nice lake called Lake Bartlett.
Bartlett Lake.
And it's very much in the nature right there. Mountains all around and...
So nice.
It's, yeah, very secluded. It's not like... There's a lake by my house too, and it's not nice. There's electrical wires. It's very industrial. But Lake Bartlett is just...
Bartlett Lake.
Bartlett Lake. Bartlett. Bartlett Lake.
Yes.
Bartlett Lake.
Yep. It's not Lake Bartlett.
Bartlett Lake.
It's Lake Pleasant. You don't say Pleasant Lake.
No, it's Lake Pleasant.
Yeah, because that's not its name.
Lake Bartlett.
Bartlett Lake.
Bartlett Lake.
It is funny. I know a lot of people that...
Deep-seated. Yeah, I can't. I know I'm confused.
A lot of people won't do that. Their brains won't redo that. Bartlett Lake instead of Lake Bartlett. But I am happy with the fix. So here's a funny thing to all of you mechanics out there. When you put something together and you go, oh, that's not quite right, but it's okay for now, you will forget about that thing until later. So do the thing right now.
Yeah.
What the problem has been on the boat wasn't that it was starving or anything like that. It was a connector for the EFI, the fuel delivery. When I rebuilt, I had to put in a new fuel pump when I bought the boat, and I put in an aftermarket one that the clips fit together, but they didn't clip as tightly as I liked them to, you know? So I put it together and I'm like, it's not quite right. It's working, but it's not quite right. I'll have to fix that down the road. Mm-hmm. And then I just forgot about it. And so with 3 zip ties, I made those connections work better. And guess what? The boat ran like a champ.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been out on that boat without one time it stumbling, and it did not stumble. The only time it took a little longer to crank over, but that's only because the engine bay was full of exhaust fumes. Guarantee that's just how that works. But the boat ran perfectly.
All you had to do was jiggle some wires and get a zip tie.
Clip them together tighter and zip
jiggle
tie
it around
in
a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Jiggle your wires.
Just jiggle it until it works.
Is that how it works with immigrants too? Do you just jiggle them until they work, or how does it?
No, they come working.
Yeah, they're.
Yeah, I know.
They're come working. Is
their working cum?
Their cum definitely works because they multiply.
They do multiply. All right, what else? Also, I want to just say I'm kind of the cell phone thing. I'm tired of always having a cell phone with me all the time. Anytime I cannot have it, I'm quite happy. So I want to start leaving it at home a little bit more often.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's totally reasonable to do.
Even like, I don't know, I think we're like leaving for coffee or something today. I don't know. We were doing something and then I had to come back in the house and I had the phone in my hand. Like, I didn't even want to hold the phone for like 2 seconds longer than I needed to. So like, I set it down right away.
And for those of you just listening, noise that you're hearing is she's shaking the table. She's doing, you know what the Are You Garbage guys do it too. It's like they'll say a thing and bang the like table. Bam. And it's like, man,
they're bammers.
You can hear it.
You'll hear it after this. I'll tell you that. All right. I got to go to hang some pictures.
Well, guys, that's it. Thanks for joining along with all of this is temporary, but really it's not. Oh, also, fuck. You know what? I forgot the craziest bit of news. Before we let you go, I just want to let you know I'm super excited about this. I just found this out at breakfast yesterday. In 2 years, it's so fun. It's funny. In 2 years, here's what is going to happen. Here, it's already started. It's happening as we speak. Everything is going to be less money or no money because the robots and the AI are going to just take care of it all for us. And you're going to be well-fed, educated to the degree that you desire on things that interest you. And you will be able to pursue your dreams without hindrances. And there will be no taxes because everything is going to be free because the robots are going to do it for us and keep us well. And also, if you want to, you're going to be able to reverse aging and then age again so that you can stay in your favorite years. So you're going to be able to reverse your aging. You have to grow in reverse, so you'll shrink sort of back to where you were when you were 30, and then you can turn it forward again and then go back to 40. So I'm just going to stay between like 30 and 40. That's where I really enjoy. Actually, between 30 and 45. Actually,
35 and 45 is pretty good.
I might take it up to 60 and then go back to 20 again. You never know until you get tired of it. So, guys, I just wanted to let you know, I mean, the future is exciting. There's some stuff coming that's just so amazing. Mm-hmm. And you didn't ask for it, but you do get it.
It's only going to make our lives better.
You can choose the peaceful life of luxury if you want.
But if you want to keep working hard like a dog, you can do that too.
If you like
alongside
work.
Alongside the robots.
I like work. I'm going to work on stuff. I'm going to invent things. But it's just going to be things that I desire. If you gave me all the time in the world, first of all, I'm not working every day. But I am going to work probably half of the days. Mm-hmm. And then the other half of the days, I'm going to create. You do music, you know, have sex so much. And then, what's up? You confused by that?
No, I'm just listening.
You're in on that part. So much sex. I
mean, you already have so much sex. So the future is here.
Right. Well, for that part of the future is here already. But I just wanted to make sure that's like, because what are we doing this for, guys? Let's be honest. Guys, this is for the guys. What are you doing it for? You do everything to try to get laid, right? I mean, that's the deal. And then here's why people are in power. They're ugly people that couldn't get laid the right way. And then so they get laid the wrong way. And then they're unhappy and then they hate themselves. And then there's the Epstein files. And so that's how that works. So, you know, I'm sorry if you're ugly.
But in a couple of years, it won't matter.
Because everyone gets to be pretty. Mm-hmm. In a couple years, everyone gets to be pretty.
Yeah, also that. Yeah.
Also, there's going to be a robot out there for you. you're going to get a hot legged robot who comes into your life and she just tells you that you are special and you're going to feel good and she's going to want to hook up with you. And they're going to have to swap out the parts because you're going to wear those parts out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So guys, the future.
It's here.
I am just excited. No, 2 years. What do you mean it's here? I can't get her to do anything.
All right. Thanks for joining in this week.
She does do the sex robot stuff, though.
Oh, my God. Don't embarrass me.
Are we still talking?
Are we still recording? All right.
I stopped recording like an hour ago. I don't know. It probably stopped. Oh, it's been fuzzy the whole time.
It never started.
No. Once again, thanks for joining us. And we won't be here next week.
Or the week after.
Or the week after.
But maybe the week after that, unless you're in Greer.
It could be anything. You never know what it is. But even from Greer, we'll do the podcast up there maybe once or twice. If you come up. I don't even know if you're going to come up.
Of course I'm going to come up.
Unless you're in Mexico by yourself battling against the gangs.
I've got a house to sell.
Yeah, that's right. Get it on the market.
If you guys are interested in buying a house in Peoria, got one for sale.
And it's a good deal. Actually, great deal. It's a great deal.
No deals like this.
Who cut your hair? It's a great family meal.
All right. Bye.
Bye.